The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
First week of the new year, which promises lots of things. I think it's going to be pretty explosive. We will see what Madeline Gerwick has to say about that in just a moment. Let me remind you that Madeline is here once a month, the first Friday, and during our second hour tonight, we're going to open the phones up. You'll be able to call in and talk to her, and if you have your birth date, place, time of birth, and all that, you can get a little bit of a quick reading. But beyond that, we want to invite you to call in and tell us what you think. Tell me what you think about the new year and what you're expecting and how you think it may play out. That'll be of interest. It is certainly a busy and chaotic and utterly random-seeming playing field, but don't let the random fool you. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. 99% of it is all planned, and I mean from the weather all the way down to this book on Trump. It's all planned. We are under control, the likes of which most people would never be able to imagine. And I kid you not. And I don't have to kid you folks about anything. You already know. This is the real deal. We are under a post-Orwellian control mechanism that it literally runs from GMO foods and genetic manipulation to inhalable chips, if you want to call them that. I'd call them more like What do we call them? Nanotech control devices. There are all kinds of things now being done to people that they'll never understand. And that's not their fault. They just don't have the tools. They're being deprived of wisdom because they're no longer being fed knowledge and information and facts as they grow up. Remember, information, truth, reality, is the most important commodity on this planet. And they, the controllers, reel it in and let it out at their whim and discretion. And they do so to manipulate, manage, and socially engineer the masses. And they do a hell of a job of it. I got to hand it to them. They're evil as they can be, but they are very good at what they do. Madeline, welcome back, and happy 2016 to you.
Well, thank you. How about 2018?
See, yeah. I knew it went fast, but that was too fast. I lost 2 years. Gosh darn it.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Well, when I didn't have my reading glasses on, and eights look like sixes, and I get confused.
Yeah, I know. it's that aging process, you know. But we have quite an amazing new year in multiple ways. Of course, a lot of incredible things are happening at the moment, and. But I suppose maybe we should start off talking about January and then move into the overview for the year, or do you want to do it the other way around?
Your choice. You're the guest. I mean, it's whatever you feel like you'd like to prioritize. Go ahead and do it. Sure.
Well, maybe we'll get people off on a good start here talking about January, which happens to be a very good month.
You mean you're going to make us wait for the bad news?
Well, at least we'll start off on a good note, right? Now, there's actually quite a bit happening even this month. And I want to remind people about weather. Last month, I was telling your listeners that we were going to have much colder winters and a lot more snow, even in places that typically don't have snow.
Right, you did, yeah.
And of course, we've certainly seen that. And I just want to remind people that that forecast is not just for December, that's for the entire winter. And so it's really a great idea to be prepared for power outages, because you never know with this type of weather system what's going to happen. And that's related to the cycle of Saturn moving into the sign of Capricorn, where it's actually the ruler or in charge of that sign. Now, Saturn in Capricorn is quite the taskmaster, and we'll mention a little bit more about that when I tell you about the executive order, the chart for the executive order that Trump did on December 21st about the national emergency.
Right, right. That didn't go over well with a lot of people. Understand.
Wow, imagine that.
It's just quite a shock, wasn't it?
Yeah, really.
Oh, by the way, before you get off the weather thing, it's very interesting. We've got a new term, a bomb cyclone.
A bombogenesis, yes, right.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, I think we haven't seen one of those, at least not in my lifetime, or my adult lifetime anyways, when I might have noticed such a thing. And it's very unusual. Of course, the Arctic vortex coming down so low into the U.S. is quite unprecedented. So the energies are, you know, literally mirroring what I see overhead in the astrology indications. So one thing to keep in mind is that Saturn's going to be in Capricorn this year, this winter, and next winter, of course. Then it's going to move into Aquarius, where it's also very cold, and it's also the old ruler of Aquarius, so it's one of the co-rulers there. And so I think we're probably looking at least four winters of very cold weather.
Would that be cold, dry, or cold, wet?
Well,
that can run both ways. Here on the West Coast,
Aquarius could be more dry than
we're already in a near drought condition here. We got cheated out of rain in November by the controllers, and they shut it off in December. We got next to nothing, and so far, very little in January. It's just
and this is down in Oregon,
down in all the way down there in Oregon. Yes.
Yeah.
See,
wow.
Madeline's in Washington, and she always looks down on us here.
We've had our share of rain and so forth. We even had a white Christmas, which was quite cool.
No, you get up above Portland, and it's been wet. But down here, southern, and you get into California, and they're talking drought again. So
yeah, well, Saturn in Capricorn is not necessarily wet or dry, but it's a wet winter, because we have Jupiter in Scorpio, which is a water sign, trine Neptune in Pisces, which is another water sign, and the two of them together are making a heck of a lot of precipitation. So, of course, with this Arctic vortex coming down, Saturn in Capricorn being colder than usual, most of that precipitation's coming in as snow in most places. But, you know, up here, for example, we might get flooding because we might get rain instead of snow.
Right. Well, that polar vortex didn't extend to the western states. It I watched the jet I pulled it right down in the middle of the country, up
right.
in the east, and it made
right.
a funny loop back to the left before it
right.
turned back around to the right and went out across the Atlantic. Now, the latest from CBS, not that I care about CBS, but I will look at the weather with them. Brutal cold follows massive East Coast winter storm.
Right.
They're doing live updates on that. Frigid temperatures,
right.
some that could feel as cold as minus 30, moved across the East Coast as the
right.
region attempted to clean up from a massive winter storm. So there you go.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was expecting. And, of course, no forecast can ever really prepare you for it. But that's really what I think we're going to see for the rest of this winter. And that was borne out by the winter solstice chart, which showed the same thing. And not much in the way, you know, traffic being very slow, flights being canceled.
Right.
You know, this is a winter-long problem.
Oh, they canceled 6,000 flights Wednesday and Thursday in the east.
Yeah, I could definitely believe that. And, of course, that impacts the entire country because, you know, if the planes don't leave there, they don't get out here. So, you know, it's not just, you know, it's not just an impact where the snow is. So, that I just wanted to make sure people are aware that, you know, if you did escape it, you're not past it. It's really a good idea to be prepared for
right.
power outages because it's a higher probability this winter.
Well, the lines get wet and they freeze and they freeze again
yeah.
and then they break and they
yes,
sure.
exactly. And it's really challenging. But the good news is that we have a lot of prosperity being released now, which, of course, you might anticipate this with the tax bill finally getting passed and signed into law. And, I don't know, quite a few companies handing out $1,000 bonuses or raises or something, you know, for their people and bringing back some of that trillions of dollars that's been hiding offshore for years.
What about the $21 trillion that is now admitted as having been stolen from HUD and the DOD, the Pentagon? $21 trillion. That's bigger than our national debt. And that's just
yes.
two agencies.
Yeah, and that's just two agencies, yeah. Yeah, I think there's actually some big stuff that's going to happen this year related not just to that, but to the debt in general. But certainly that's one of the possibilities is that we ought to get that money back. We ought to demand it back. It probably went to black ops and secret space program and wherever else, but, you know.
Well, a lot of it goes to
to
Zionist bank accounts. All right, let's just be honest here. The Federal Reserve Act was a Zionist move to take control of our entire economic future, present, past, you name it. And they did it in 1913. We
right.
should not be paying interest to anybody for our money.
Right.
Anybody at
That's
any
right.
time. This is
That's
total
right.
crap. It's the biggest crime I've ever seen in a modern country.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolute, complete crime. And there actually have been numerous times during the United States development that the elite tried that tactic, and each time it was knocked down until 1913, when they became successful. So I don't know. It's
they bribed and coerced a corrupt Congress in 1913. So the more things change, the more they stay the same. Okay, Congressman Louis McFadden gave his life trying to
yes.
reverse that. He died
That's
in the mid 30s,
right.
suspected
yep.
Poison.
Yep.
This is really a bad scene. When it comes to money, there's one group that has got to control it. It's they think it's their birthright, their genetic heritage, and all the rest of it.
Right.
And they have locked it up. And they're only, remember, countries are controlled by their central banks. That's
yep.
the mechanism, all right?
That's right.
It's okay as long as the country is in control of that destiny. But when a private group of bankers is in control of it, you lose. And
That's
right now,
right.
there are only three countries in the world that have their own central banking system.
Wow.
Cuba, North Korea, and Iran. Sound familiar?
Wow, look at that.
And if I want to back it up a little bit, Iraq had its own, and Libya had its own. And what happened to the leaders of both those countries and
right
both
on.
Those countries? Destroyed.
Yep. Destroyed, yep. Well, for the moment, let's talk about the money that's being released. We actually start off the year with this big set of cycles that's great for money. So the Sun, Venus, and Pluto, they're all conjunct. While Mars and Jupiter, which are together in Scorpio, are sextile them, and Mars and Jupiter are trine Chiron. So it's this fantastic set of cycles known as a sextile fan in our terminology, which...
What does sextile mean?
It's 60 degrees. So
okay.
Everything is, yeah, everything's basically 60 degrees apart. And, of course, Jupiter and... Chiron and Mars and Chiron are trine to each other. They're 120 degrees apart. So it's a very nice configuration. It's very stable. It's very sustainable and supportive. But this only lasts for a few weeks. But
are we in Mercury retro now, Madeline?
No, no. Not until March.
Okay.
Yeah, we finished it on December 22nd.
Right.
But I believe we might still be right at the tail end of its shadow period, the period where it's going forward over the area that it retraced for the last time. But we're finally, you know, climbing out of that mess. Thank goodness. So this particular set of cycles is quite unusual because we have, at the same time, we have the revolutionary cycles occurring, and we have this big money cycle occurring. So I'm expecting to see some, a fair amount of those trillions of dollars return back to the U.S. with this cycle here. And, of course, we have the stock market hitting over 25,000 for the Dow. So
that's true. Psychopathy, if there ever was any. That's nuts. What the hell? It's all a function of a belief.
Yes. You know, that's absolutely right. Yeah, it's all a function of belief. Yes. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And, of course, could I say that this is going to carry out throughout the whole year? No, not exactly. No. The tax relief will help. So that part is valuable. It'll help the middle class. It'll help the poorer people, and it will help businesses, and it'll help businesses hire more people and pay better wages. So there is a good impact from the tax relief bill, but it's not going to help your debt, which is still 20 plus trillion. And so you still have that big issue going on where you're still trying to swim with leaded weights around your arms and legs, you see. It's not very effective, although I have to say Trump has done an incredible job of getting the growth up to 3%, which is incredible considering the amount of debt that the U.S. has.
Well, the GDP under Obama was 1%, wasn't it? For
it
a long
was around,
time.
Well, yeah, 1 to 2, depending on, the time frame. Now, of course, he inherited a terrible situation, but, considering the level of debt, getting 3% is really miraculous. So I'm pretty happy with the results that he's managed to get with his agenda, which is amazing,
right.
Actually.
Well, you'll have to tell me what you think of Mike Wolff's book when it
gets out.
It's coming out this week, I think. They're letting it out early.
It's supposed to be out pretty darn soon. That's right, yeah. But so one of the things I want to emphasize to your listeners is that we have this month and next month to get new starts going. So the beginning of the year is good. It's strong for prosperity. It's strong for new ideas and opportunities to show up. We even have a couple of eclipses coming up in the end of this month and the middle of next month, which are helpful for new ideas and opportunities to take off and get moving. So January and February, good. But if you are not started with a new start, such as starting a new company or launching a new product or signing an important contract or introducing some kind of, well, maybe launching your website or introducing new products or services, any of those major, major kinds of things, then you pretty much you have to wait. We have a pretty rough period between March 5th until September. And even September is iffy because we still have volatile explosive energies throughout September. So it's very rough in other ways during the rest of the year. And then right after September, we hit Venus retrograde until like the middle of November. And as that ends, Mercury retrograde starts, so we don't get another clear period for new starts until December. So it's really, it's hard to get new things started later in the year, so I really encourage your listeners to get to it. Get on the ball and get your new starts going this month and next month. And, of course, I'm happy to do custom timings for some any kind of important start that you want to make a home run on. So the year is odd, very odd, but this month is good. Next month is good.
Good.
And, you know, but it's just, it's critical to get started now because.
And then there's nuclear war in North Korea, and then we fight another war for Israel after that by joining the Saudis, the illustrious crypto Zionist Saudis, as we invade and otherwise try to perpetrate something against Iran, and then Ukraine. Don't forget about that. We got lots of potential here.
Lots of potential, yes, which I will get to here shortly. So now, at the end of this month, before I go on any further, I want to mention that right now, I think actually tomorrow is January 6th. That's the first time we're going to have Mars conjunct Jupiter in a couple of years, and this cycle is related to taking fortunate actions. So now through, you know, really the end of this month is a great time to be taking fortunate actions, but particularly now through the 10th. And it's just a tremendously good period for new starts. So I would really be getting going.
Got it. Okay. Very
yeah.
good. Get the lead out. All right.
Get the lead out. That's
we'll be right.
right
back with Madeline and more after this. Hang on. Back with you and Madeline Gerwick, and we're talking about the year ahead, 2018. See, I got it right that time.
Yeah, that's better. let me finish up by just about January, just by mentioning that we have another supermoon. Now, we had a supermoon in December. That was December 3rd. We had another one January 1st.
Right. I saw that one. That was huge. Wow.
Yeah. And the last day of this month, we have yet a third supermoon. These are three consecutive supermoon full moons in a row.
Isn't this a blood moon?
Well, that is one of the common things that you hear them called, but a supermoon is actually when the moon is at its closest point to Earth while it's either full or new.
Right.
And so you have these much bigger tides, and it just has a bigger impact. And, of course, it's associated with major storms. Well, we're watching that all week long, you know. So, another supermoon is just another warning for weather at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that particular supermoon happens to be a total lunar eclipse, which is like a triple warning.
Are we going to see it here?
Yes, I think we should see that. Let me see. What time does that one occur? In our neck of the woods, it's at 5:28 a.m. It's probably still dark then.
Yes.
So you probably can see it. I don't know that the East Coast will see that because it should be light by then. You know, because that'll be 8:28 their time. But on the West Coast, you probably can see that. Yeah.
Well, I'm not getting up at 5:28. Sorry.
Me neither. A couple of night owls here.
Yeah. That one on January 2nd was so big. I mean, it was just, it looked twice as big as normal. It was huge.
That's how a supermoon looks. Yeah, that was actually on the 1st, but yes, even on the 2nd, it would have been very, very big, especially when it's rising.
Right.
It just looks enormous, and it's actually somewhat of an optical illusion, but it is actually bigger than normal. It's just that it looks so much bigger than normal. It's shocking in some ways. But this is kind of a very unusual situation because it's rare to have two supermoons or two full moons in the same month. That's known as a blue moon when you have a second one the same month. It's very rare to have three supermoons in a row of full moons, three supermoon full moons in a row consecutively.
Uh-huh. Right.
And for the third one to be a total lunar eclipse. So I just want to point out that this is a very, very rare instance of having this situation. But the particular energy associated with this eclipse is actually very positive. It's related to having new ideas pop in your head, new opportunities appear. They frequently suggest or encourage fast action. I definitely would encourage people to take fast action if you have an opportunity to show up. And I also want to remember to mention that eclipses can have an impact, or what we would call an eclipse event, anywhere from 30 days prior to the actual eclipse, so we're already in that range, to 30 days after the eclipse. And in this particular case, we're going to have a second solar eclipse on February 15th, so that window will last through March 15th. But ideally, you will take action before March 4th, or before March 4th, to get things started. So, fast action yields positive results. So it's worth it to get things started quickly and to move forward. I definitely would encourage people to do that. So that's kind of our new year. The month is really kind of fascinating in a lot of ways. Now, that that particular eclipse shows a lot of things happening behind the scenes. I am doubtful that we're going to see a lot of that. Maybe, I don't know, weeks, I don't know, maybe months, I don't know. It's questionable.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever you see everything kind of hidden behind the scenes like that in the 12th house, there's a lot of closed door activity, shall we say.
Behind closed door activity.
Yes, behind closed door activity, exactly, yes. Yes, so it's hard to say what's really going to be going on in the government at that time. Looks like a lot of money being spent.
Trump just asked for another. Trump just asked for another $18 billion to build part of his wall.
Right.
Now, out of the same breath, he says nothing about the hundreds of millions that have been given to and are being given to all of these Muslims, black Africans, and others from the Middle East that are being forced over here through the so-called UN refugee program. These people are being given everything for free while Americans are freezing, cold, unemployed, out of work, can't get the medical care they need and deserve. And this is a crime of magnificent epic proportions that has to be dealt with. It's huge. You can't do this. Bring in third world people, pay everything that they could ever want for free, and neglect Americans. What the hell's going on here?
Well, I don't think that those programs were put in place by Trump, but he hasn't had time to dismantle.
Oh no, he's
either.
Got time. He's got time. He promised us Americans would come first. He has broken that promise. Sorry.
Well, he's
That's
still
the
working
truth.
On it. He's
well,
still working
I'm,
on making Americans
cheap.
Come first.
Talks cheap, Donald. Let's see it.
I don't know. I can't tell you where that's at on the priority list.
It should be top, because when you're bringing people in, Madeline, whose prime directive from their so-called religion is your death, Madeline,
right.
and my death, and
right.
you pay them to come here and live and subvert our culture, sorry, not having the time doesn't work.
Well, as far as I can tell, he's pretty busy at the moment trying to arrest pedophiles. So
no, sorry, doesn't stack up. The future of our society and our country is on the line. You keep bringing these people in here, and you look at Europe right now, and there's your template to overlay right on us. We're done. 100,000+ Somalians living in Minneapolis now on
wow.
your tax dollars. One city. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't cut him any slack on this. He told us this is all about America and Americans, Americans of all religions, American citizens of all colors. These people are not Americans. They're third world trash, and they're coming over here and getting paid for everything, just like they're getting in Europe. Same thing. The gang rapes, and every time a woman is raped, and there were over 1 million rapes of women, girls, and little boys in the UK during a 12-month period, which ended about 6 or 7 months ago. Every time a woman is raped, she dies. A lot of them never recover. Okay, I look upon those as murders. Anyway, this is going on constantly. It's got to stop, and it's only going to get worse here. So Mr. Trump has no excuses. You cut it off. It's United Nations stuff. You pull out of the UN, no more money, that's it.
Well, now, I think he is working on pulling out a lot of stuff from the United Nations.
Well,
but
we shouldn't have to think
exactly
he is.
Yet.
We should know what he's doing. He should have announced this
exactly
the first day.
I don't know exactly what that's about.
No more money for illegal immigrants, no more immigration, no more UN refugees. They're not. This is a designed invasion to destroy this country, just like they have succeeded in doing in Europe. Same thing. All right, sorry.
Well, I can't really respond to it because I don't know anything about it. So, you know, that's
it's okay.
You know, I haven't looked at any astrology on any of that. But I do want to mention the National Emergency Bill, or not bill, but the executive order that he did on December 21st, because, you know, it's a very odd thing. Of course, no one's mentioning it. No one's going to talk about it. But, you know, it's a fairly big situation, you know, because he's blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption.
Uh-huh.
And that was December 21st. Now, that day happened to also be the day that we had the winter solstice. So it's the sun moves into the sign of Capricorn, and when the sun moved in there, who did it meet but Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn? So this is a leader who is intent on stopping abuse. And whether it's human rights abuse or corruption that can take down the economy of both the United States or, you know, other countries as well. And so he's actually done this at a time that's quite perfect, for lack of a better word, for actually stopping a lot of this abuse. And so I don't know how fast we're going to see the results of this, but, you know, he's got the Treasury Department in on this, and they're working to confiscate stuff. So for all I know, they may confiscate as much property as what we owe in debt. You don't know how much is out there that might be confiscated. But this is something pretty serious. It's not reported on, of course, because the cabal doesn't want us to know about this. And I don't know that even the White House puts up a lot of info about this, because I don't think they want people knowing about it either. But
now,
it is on there.
When you say knowing about it, sum up what it means again, real quickly. Knowing
it
about
means
it.
That they are going to confiscate the property of everyone they're indicting associated with pedophiles.
Asset forfeiture.
Yes.
Okay.
Asset
I understand.
Asset forfeiture. Yep. Yep.
Now the problem with that is there've been over 2,000 arrests for pedophilia. They're all small fish. None of the big boys are being touched yet. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's see what happens, because I saw a list of over 9,200 confirmed indictments in the 94 district courts. And
where'd you see this list?
I'll send it to you. I have a copy of it.
9,400 confirmed indictments.
9,200, yep.
9,200 from federal court.
Federal courts, yep. And the other thing I saw, and I'm trying to think where I saw this now, but it might have been a Trump tweet. I just can't remember where I saw this. Was that at least 30 of our congressmen and senators would not be returning?
Well, out of 545 congressmen and 100 senators, that's 645. If 30 are not returning, that's not much to shout about.
No, I mean after Christmas.
Oh, after the Christmas break. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, after the Christmas break. So
when does Congress reconvene? When does it reconvene?
I don't know the exact date, but, you know, I'm just kind of watching this stuff to see, you know, because even the DOD put out a very strange, and Department of Defense put out a very strange tweet. Right around Christmas time. In fact, I almost want to say it was Christmas Day or the day before. And it was basically that they were...
Second session has started on January the 3rd.
Okay. So maybe that's not accurate then. But, you know, the DOD tweeted the picture of Washington crossing the Delaware. And then they had some link about, you know, how many attacks occurred on Christmas or Christmas night or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, Washington crossed the Delaware on the night of December 25th through the 26th. And so there was something about, you know, multiple attacks that occurred then. And but they had a number that was bigger than the ones that they listed, so they were missing one of them. So the question was, are they talking about, you know, rounding up the pedophiles? You know, so I don't know. I think there's things going on that we might not necessarily know about or understand, but that are happening behind the scenes.
I don't know. I hope you're right, but when you look at Jeff Sessions trying to... He's still chasing marijuana users, for God's sakes. I mean,
yeah, but he's also chasing Clinton now. So,
well, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got a couple of the.
I'm seeing stuff on the internet, like you are, crazy stuff that suggests that And there is a minor mystery now. It's growing. George Soros has vanished. He hasn't been seen or heard about since late December. 20th or 21st, I forget which. No more tweets, nothing. And that was about the 26th. And one person claimed that, yes, Soros has been arrested. He's in Guantanamo along with John Podesta. That's how crazy it's getting out there.
Well, there have been reports of a lot more planes, unidentified planes, landing at Gitmo. So I don't know. There have been people watching the screens for that, and there's a number of planes that have gone to Guantanamo Bay, but they have no identification, no origination, no destination.
Right.
It's kind of weird, you know.
Well, those are intelligence black ops planes.
And probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't know, because since Trump declared a national emergency, you see, he can now use the military to arrest those people. That's the, you know, that's when it's allowed. So, for all I know, that's what's going on. We'll see. We'll find out. But, anyways, I should probably tell you something about this year ahead, because there's quite a tumultuous period we're going through. Now, as I kind of alluded to before, the situation is good in January and February. Then in March, we start running into problems. And we get Mercury retrograde in March and through part of April. Then we run into Mars square Uranus. Now, this cycle is going to be with us for 5 months, from late April until the very beginning of October.
Okay.
Now, that's a volatile, explosive energy. And so that's why I say you really don't want to get involved in starting something during that time, unless maybe you're a pyrotechnician and you're selling dynamite or something.
Right.
You know, it's not the kind of energy that you would want to use for a new start period. So it can be used, though, for having a breakthrough. And this is what I would recommend for all your listeners, to start thinking about how they could have a breakthrough in their patterns this year so that they can use that energy to their highest benefit instead of themselves exploding. That tends to be what happens during these periods. And during part of that time, June 26th through August 27th, Mars is retrograde. Now, that is a time period that occurs once every 27 months, and it's a basically what I call strategic planning period. It means that's the time for you to be rethinking and deciding about what you're going to do over the next 2 years. So you may encounter some new opportunities this month or next month that take you off on a slightly different track, or maybe a completely different track. And when you hit this period, you're going to want to rethink, you know, how much of your old track are you going to stay on? And you know, are you going to move to your new track?
Okay. We're running short on time here, and we're going to take a break. If you'd like to call in next hour, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Next hour, calls for Madeline, and just general calls if you want to talk about your expectations for the new year, comment on the situation that we are all in right now, like it or not. Real quickly, Madeline, we have a lot of war potential.
Yes.
What do you see happening?
Well, of course, there could be a takeout of the North Korean situation. Now, that seems pretty likely, I think. Not necessarily war in the typical sense, and it's certainly not a nuclear bomb, but I do think you will see something happen in that situation.
Well, South Korea is lining tanks up along the border now, and lots of troops. They were satellite pictures today confirming that. So that's interesting.
And we could start seeing that as early as April, too, that we could see another launch, you see, in April.
Right.
So, you know, it's pretty intense.
Well,
the big
ticket question is China. What will China do? That's the question. So we will see. Hold on a minute. We'll take a break. Come right back. 844-769-2944. If you want to call in, there's your chance.